This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Got a great night ahead tonight. Don't I have a great night every night? I think I do. Anyway, that's just me. What do I know? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time. Head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Give me your email address, gazillion things you could do over there. I only send out one email a week, let you know, what's going on the show, what we're going to be talking about, that kind of stuff. Now, I got tonight, going to have a lot of fun, talk about dirty politics tonight. 2 hours of dirty politics. Holly Carter's going to join me. She's a candidate for the Fresno City Council. And she is, she is experiencing all kinds of nasty stuff from her opponent. And it's just amazing to me to see to what level people are willing to go to win a seat. You know, these seats don't pay anything. Nothing spectacular. I mean, the board that I'm on pays, it's a major school board. It pays a little over $400 a month. And with everything you do, let me tell you what, you're spending more than $400 a month, I guarantee it. And people spend tens of thousands of dollars to get these seats. If not more. And then we're going to be joined by Sharon Engel in the second hour. Now, Sharon is running for office in Nevada. And it's second time running. And I've gotten to know Sharon over the years. She's actually been on the show plenty of times before. And I very much enjoy. I know some of you think she's nuts. I got to tell you what. You may not like what she has to say or even the way she has to say it, but here's the deal. She's from the heart. She's sincere. She has no ultimate goals in mind. It's not a party goal. Not something to make the party stronger, better, bigger. She's not interested in going there. And that's what we need. We need more people like her. So for some of those who let it go by at a million miles an hour, I don't know if you know what today was. Today was D-Day, is D-Day still. And D-Day, well, do you know what it is? Do you know what happened today? It's the 72nd anniversary of Operation Overlord. It was the greatest military invasion in history. It's called by a name that shall live on forever, D-Day, 6th of June, 1944. But you know what? With each passing day, we lose more and more of our World War II vets. And we can't forget their service. We can't forget their sacrifice. I'm sorry, gentlemen, ladies, whether you like it or not. These guys had more guts in their baby finger than most millennials, most young people today have in their entire body, and if they borrow two others. Okay? Now, they knew they were going into war that day. They also knew that it was 99.9% chance they weren't coming home. Why? Because when they went into war, they were the front. It wasn't like it is today. These guys were there to exhaust the ammunition of the enemy. Let that float around your head for a while. Right? Don't let the day go by without thanking a vet, thanking somebody who gave their lives, would have given a limb, an arm, a life, given up their family to make sure you were protected. Give that some thought. How about How about you play that out in your head? Instead of trying to figure out who's next America's Got Talent winner is going to be. You know, nasty. What can I tell you? Let me see if I got time to pull this one off. Yeah, I think I do. Can I do this?
In this poignant hour,
FDR on the radio to the American people asked us to pray.
My fellow Americans, in this poignant hour, I ask you to join with me in prayer. Almighty God, our...
Can he say that? Could he say that? I'm surprised he didn't recall him.
Sons, pride of our nation, this day have set upon a mighty endeavor, the struggle to preserve our republic, our religion, and our civilization, and to set free a suffering humanity. Lead them straight and true. Give strength to their arms, stoutness to their hearts, steadfastness in their faith. They will need thy blessings. Their road will be long and hard.
Can't comment on this. Just listen. I mean, take a few. Some of you might be the first time you're hearing this. But just listen. He's asking for guidance, support, protection.
For the enemy is strong. He may hurl back our forces, but we shall return again and again. The darkness will be rent by noise and flame. Men's souls will be shaken with the violences of war. Some will never return. Embrace these.
We lost 4,000. Think about that. 4,100 men that day who went to their death so some of us could stay home and be stupid. So some of us could push for socialism. Got to break your heart.
Father, and receive them, thy heroic servants, into thy kingdom as we rise to each new day, and again when each day is spent, let words of prayer be on our lips.
I'm sorry. I wish I had the whole speech. Holly Carter joins me after the break. Get yourself together. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Bastien, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Never mind, dear. Chin up. That's right, both of them.
Yeah.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And like, as I always say to you, get involved in the conversation. Just don't sit there like a bump on the log. Okay, get up and actually do something. I know a lot of you sit there. And you think that, you know, your one little vote doesn't make a difference, right? That no matter what you do, it's not going to matter anyhow because, you know, they are what they are, and that's all there is to it. So a couple days ago, I'm running around on Facebook, as I always do, although I don't know why, because all it does is irritate me to no end. I'm amazed at how many experts we have on Facebook that know absolutely nothing about the field they claim to be an expert in. And, you know, politics, I as you guys have known over the years, I've run into some pretty dirty politicians, and we've done some fighting on my own, and I've let you know what's going on in our areas, in the areas that I'm active in. And I ran across Holly Carter, which was on Facebook, and she is running for city council in it's Fresno, right, Holly?
It certainly is.
The District 6, okay. And she owns her own business, and I could go on and on with this, but I don't want to waste time. I want you to, you know, even I want you to hear what goes on in politics. You guys think that it's a very small group of people causing this kind of aggravation. It doesn't go on all over the place, but it does, and it doesn't just go on in Los Angeles, and it doesn't just go on in San Francisco, or the, you know, Chicago and Boston. It goes on in the smaller cities across the country as well, Holly. Thanks for joining me today.
Oh, thanks for having me. I really appreciate the hard work you do to sort of spread the truth, and glad to be on the show.
Yeah, you know what it is, and again, people need to hear this around you. You know, I know you know you need money to run, you need people to vote for you, you need people to be sending out emails to help you get elected. First, what I want you to do is I want you to tell people about yourself, why you're running for this office, and then we're going to talk about some of the garbage you've had to put up with.
Thanks for the opportunity to talk. I am just a very real person. I'm a single mother of four. I am a business owner. I've got a public affairs firm and also a strategic communications ag firm. I help tell the story of Central Valley Ag. And basically what I do is help business owners open and expand their businesses. And the city of Fresno is, quite frankly, egregious in the way that we treat business owners. And so, unfortunately, I've made a nice living off of representing business owners who just needed to simply open the doors or expand their business, and for a lot of really dumb reasons, have not been able to do that. And so over the last 7 years, I've just become increasingly frustrated, and I'm not a, I've never run for office before. I don't like politics. I don't care for most of the politicians. I've found myself not able to find a strong business leader that would step in and run for the district I live in. And lo and behold, much to the chagrin of my family and children, here I am, and boy, has it been quite a ride.
Oh, I could listen. If you are not or have not been part of your party politics for any length of time, and they're not really welcoming, number one, and I don't care how much they tell you they are, if you're not part of the good old boys or whatever club, it's very hard to get them to really engage with you. That's number one. Number two is, well, wait a minute. Let's not skip over that. How is your party treating you? Are they helping you at all?
So I find this sort of interesting because I recently spoke with a pastor who had a similar experience as I have had running for office, and he said, "Polly, I have been a Republican longer than I've been a Christian, and the Republican Party turned on me like a wild animal." When I ran for office, and that has been absolutely the case for me. It has been very disappointing. I have been a very faithful enthusiast of good government, and unfortunately, I have two opponents that are being supported by, the right and the left, and I have fallen in the middle as an independent. The Republican Party has chosen to endorse and financially support in a large part a gentleman who is an Elvis impersonator, and there's nothing wrong with that. I take no shots at that. That's
right.
Perfectly fine. He seems to have, been able to, feed himself and his family impersonating Elvis. That's okay. Good for him. That's the American dream. Great. However, I have spent the last 7 years fighting City Hall for business owners and actually understand the problems and the gaps that we face. And as I say, it's not a people problem. It's a process problem. You can elect me. We don't change the process. I'll sell as well. Nevertheless, the political establishment has decided to back an Elvis impersonator that has zero experience as a business owner, zero experience in working with Fresno City Hall, and has sunk into lengths that are so despicable that I find it just odd even hearing myself tell the story.
Oh, yeah. People don't believe that this stuff actually takes place out there. And things they'll bring up about your past, even about your present. And even if they're good things, and I don't want to give it away yet. I want to do it on the other side of the break. Even if they're good things, they still try to use them against you as something negative, which is always amazing to me.
Joe, what has been, frankly, the most concerning of all is the just flagrant lie. And then when you try to correct the record, the media will shut you down. That's been really interesting to me because I deal a lot with the media and finding ways to create earned media by creating news for my community. And to see the media in such an organized, deliberate way kill the truth has just been unbelievable.
Yeah, it's interesting to me. Again, you know, you're obviously involved in the community. You know people in the community and what have you. And this is a scary thing to your opposition. Why do you think that the guy that they chose, is he involved with the quote-unquote in crowd? Is he part of the party, or does he know somebody in the party?
His parents were, as far as I understand, pretty involved as supporters of the Republican Party, but he personally...
Hey, Holly, hold your thoughts for a second. We got to go for a break, because I do believe in capitalism. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Communications. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Huh, isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. Hopefully you are too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. But hop up in the chat room. Smarter people than I are in the chat room. I guarantee it. All right? Because you'll find it at therealside.com. That's therealside.com. You know, you guys, I talk to you on a regular basis. I let you know how dirty politics can be, even local politics, which actually could be worse than that on the state or federal level. And when you've got people, you know, there's only so many resources you have. People only have so much money. And I keep telling you to get off the couch, go out and help somebody. Go out and help the person you know, the candidate you know, that would be good for the job. And it doesn't matter whether you have a whole bunch of money or a little money, right? You give the candidate $10, you help them do some mailings, you do some walkies, you do some phone calling for them. It's a big deal. Well, Holly Carter's running for city council in Fresno, California. She is single mom with four kids and three grandchildren. Good for you. A longtime resident of District 6, owner of Carter & Company, a communications company there in Fresno. And again, Holly, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Now, we were talking about why, you know, again, it always leaves people frustrated with local politics. Why did they pick this guy again over you?
So it is my belief, and as I said on the break, my belief that I believe is right, that they had selected somebody that had no experience in the political world that would be so overwhelmed and insecure about being elected that he would heavily rely upon them to be informed and led in a direction that would ultimately lead to him voting in a way that they preferred. And the thing about Fresno is that the status quo, they don't mind change as long as everything stays the same.
That sounds about right. They're very uncomfortable with anybody that has new ideas. Or, frankly, they're very uncomfortable with people who have their own mind and are willing to push through to make things happen. You know?
Yeah, the definition of insanity hasn't quite met the understanding of Fresno City Hall. And they continue to seek the answer and definition of that.
Now, your opponent, or the people pushing against you, I'll say, you founded a 501c3 nonprofit organization called The Face of Cancer. And it helps reunite women with their sense of beauty and femininity during their own aggressive battle. And I've seen pictures of women who have been fighting cancer. And, you know, God bless you for doing something like this. But and you had your own fight with it. But They're kind of twisting this and using this against you, are they not?
They absolutely absolutely are. It's been unbelievable. Yes, I guess a little bit of history. In 2009, my youngest child was two at that time. I was diagnosed with very aggressive breast cancer, and I had just gotten the job of my dreams. And so I didn't, you know, I was diagnosed, and I thought, well, heck, you know, I'm going to push through this, and it's the pink ribbon one, right? So it can't, how bad can it be? But lo and behold, it was pretty doggone bad, and I still managed to work and, you know, raise the kids, again, single mother, as you said earlier, four. And at the end of a year of chemo and radiation and two very, very extensive surgeries, the day before Thanksgiving, I was sent home to, I came to get results from a PET scan, and they said that the treatment did not work and that I was going to die. So I was there with my mom and my dad, and, you know, we're thinking we're going to leave and go have Thanksgiving and celebrate, and that was not the news that we wanted. So I left there, and at that point did what every normal single mother of four working hard at her dream job, dying of cancer, would do, and I quit my job, and I started my company.
Wow.
And I didn't die. So I'm still going strong, and I decided to spend the rest of my life doing what it is I love, which is nurturing and developing small businesses, because I did then, and I still believe that small businesses are the economic backbone of the Central Valley. And I also started a nonprofit, The Face of Cancer, which was inspired by my own personal battle with cancer and what I thought would be helpful for me in that time of such despair, and it was something that didn't exist. And so that was what it was, you know, that was how it was born. And I have since that time spent my life helping women who are terminally ill, and particularly women with young children, like I had at that time, and I tell their story, and I do it through reconnecting them and reuniting them with their sense of femininity and beauty. And it's just an incredibly beautiful thing. And, of course, I use myself as a case study, and it's this experience and questioners that we're speaking of that they have used and taken photos of me that are used in case studies for other women that are also in the thick of the battle. And they've perverted them and used them on a website to degrade and humiliate me.
Yes, it's disgusting. Just amazing. You don't have to give a full description, but how are they degrading you with those pictures? What are they doing, and what do they think it's going to do to you? I mean, short of saying that you're not using the money to help women, I can't think of it. It's got to be blowing up on them.
So there's a series of photos that start with me. Before I was diagnosed with long hair, and I was in my mid-30s when I actually had cancer, and I was diagnosed, I think, when I just turned 40. Anyhow, so there's a series of pictures, and, of course, it starts pre-cancer, and then bald, and, you know, progressively, then meet pictures of me during chemo. And anyway, so the point is there's a series of the evolution of battling the disease, and the goal is to give women hope. The final picture in the series is me with this reconstruction that was over 20 surgeries. I was told I was never going to be able to be reconstructed because I had a radical mastectomy, removed minor and major pectoral muscles, including all of my lymph nodes, and there simply was no way to reconstruct me at that time.
Wow.
So this final picture is me, and I have a coat on, but there's cleavage shown. And I was never supposed to be able to have cleavage again. So it's not, I mean, it really isn't anything more than you would see with a bathing suit. However, when you take that picture out of context, and it's a private picture that was never supposed to be used in, you know, in this way. However, when you take that picture out of context and you put it on a smear website, and then you call it provocative and paint me in a way in a city that's very conservative, it makes me look loose.
Wow.
And they also put a picture of me with my daughter on Halloween that cropped all that out, and I was dressed up as vampire. So that sort of made me look demonic. And then there was another picture of me holding a birthday cake, and I had just had been crying because it was a birthday I was never supposed to have, and I looked disheveled. So they took these three pictures and then created this smear website and called it the Real Holly Carter. And, it just was created a couple of months ago, and I spent time since then trying to do everything I could to shut it down. Unfortunately, the people that created this are very well experienced in indexing through Google, and it started showing up where if you Googled my name, you would see the picture in question of me.
Wow.
That is not appropriate, especially as a business owner, a cancer survivor, and a mother of four with two girls still at home, one very young. It's just not okay, and to have this be used as a way to win an election is just frankly disgusting.
Yeah, and they will, if they feel like they're losing, they will do anything they can to try to pull that back, to try to win and make you, look like you're just not worthy of the position. But it's really sad and sick for them to use that. And is anybody, are you getting any positive feedback for people saying, look, don't let them get you down, we're for you, we're fighting along with you?
Question. My hope was that I was able to kill the site before anybody saw it. I actually went before there's a group of conservative business owners and community leaders called the Lincoln Club, and I went before them sometime back, and it's been in the last, what's the year, May? It's been in the last month or so, and maybe 5 weeks. And I went there for an endorsement interview, and I disclosed to them the revelation of the site. I had a printout of it, and I said, I was sitting next to one of my opponents and asking them for help in, denouncing the site.
Holly, hold that thought. We got to go for a quick break, and I want you to pick it up on the other side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Holly Carter. She's running for city council in Fresno. You got to hear the dirty tricks being done to her. I'm Joe Messina. You're listening to GCN Live. We'll be back in just a minute.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do
you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen bending over a hot stove, but I can't see the stove.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on TCN Live. Listen, the stations and times, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can find the stations, the times, you know, when it replays and all that other fun stuff. Hey, don't go far in the second hour. We got Sharon Angle. You know, tonight is my dirty politics night. So in the second hour, we got Sharon Angle coming on with us. And she's going to talk about what they're doing to her in Nevada, her own Republican family, what they're doing to her to try to keep her out of the race. I mean, they don't want anybody who's got two brain cells that can rub together. It's really starting to frustrate me over the years. And, you know, I don't. They want the good old boys. You know, for those Star Trek friends of mine, right, they want a bunch of Borg drones to do exactly what the party says, end of discussion. It doesn't work that way, people. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Holly Carter joins me. She's running for Fresno City Council, and they're not very happy about it up there. Holly, thanks for being with me.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Okay, we were going to get into some of the issues that you were having up there, one which included one of the local Republican clubs, were we not, or am I?
Yes. So, just to recap, there was a photograph that was taken from my battle with cancer that I shared with women from my nonprofit, The Faith of Cancer, and it's a progression of pictures that show my battle from beginning to, not necessarily the end, but through this impossible reconstruction. 20 surgeries later. Anyhow, they take the final picture and they put it on a website along with a couple other, one of me in a Halloween costume with mommy daughter look-alike, that they block out my daughter, and then another one of me crying when I had a birthday that I was never supposed to have. And they post these on a website, and the intent is to humiliate and degrade me. And it's a very conservative audience in my district, so they've been quite successful. In any event, I was sharing with you the story of, in the last, I believe, 5 weeks or so, I was in front of the Lincoln Club interviewing for an endorsement, and my opponent and I, there's four of us in the race, but only two of us were invited to interview. And my opponent and I, and my opponent is the Elvis impersonator that we were talking about earlier, he was there, and at the end of the interview, the chair or head of the Lincoln Club asked if I had any questions, and I said, you know, I actually really do. I have a question about, you know, this website and whether or not you guys condone this and you think this is okay, because my opponent, Jeremy Pierce, said that it's fair game, and so there's board members. Many of them, you know, were surprised and didn't know what it was. But then one of them, his name is Hal Cloud, he yelled at me and said, "Grow up, Polly." And the others were just sort of trying to figure out what's going on. So I told them the story about, you know, what had been going on with the website. And I explained the picture and the context of what it was. And, you know, recounting the story, you know, my experience of the battle and four children, and my youngest was two, being sent home to die the day before Thanksgiving, and then taking this picture that is used to give women who are battling cancer, aggressive cancer, hope, and twisting it. And in the process of this, I was very vulnerable, and my goal was hoping that they would denounce the site and demand that whoever is responsible for it take it down. Unfortunately, a week later, the announcement was made that, during this interview, I said my opponent had said that this website is fair game, and he said, "Well, who did I say that to?" And then I said, "Well, you said it to XYZ person." And he said, "Well, I'll tell you why I said that. I said it because it's fair game." And so he says this in front of all the board members of the Lincoln Club. And then, you know, I leave, and a week later, they endorse, you know, Jeremy Pierce, Elvis impersonator. So I was just so disappointed, because I, up to this point, just fundamentally believed in good government, fundamentally believed that, you know, people were doing the best they could. And, you know, the truth comes out. And so far, my experience in this has been not that. That's not the case.
Yeah. And it is, once you got into it, once you started speaking to people, you realized how this game is really played, didn't you?
I'm a person that, in obviously with what I've been through, I believe that anything is possible, and I believe you should never, never, never give up hope. And I speak rather frequently to cancer groups with that message. I find it very difficult to be in this place where this establishment, this machine, is so pervasive that even me, when what I do for a living is help truth see the light, I'm finding it very difficult to tell the story or have the story told in a way that's credible, because they just simply try to define me as being crazy or something because I would dare to, you know, inspire other women through my own battle. It's just very bizarre.
Well, they don't want you to win. They're willing to do anything they can. To make that happen. I remember when I ran for school board, they brought up the fact that my daughter was homeschooled, but that's where they left it at. They didn't say that, you know, she had gone through junior high and all the way through high school, and we pulled her out of high school for a little bit. Of the four kids, right, they pick on the one that's been out for, at the time, maybe a year or something like that. And we had some things that we had to help her deal with that the school wasn't helping us with. That's what you do as parents. You do things to help your kids, to make sure your kids get the education they deserve and need. But they didn't care about that. And those were, you know, my own side, if you would, my own team at one point was not helping me out. So, yeah, it was an eye-opener. All the people you thought were your friends that would work with you became a whole different thing. Well, it did for me, anyhow. So.
Yeah, it's, you know, I mean, I went into this knowing that I wasn't going to make any friends. And you know what? I got to tell you, fortunately, that's not been true. I have made some friends. I've had some people come out, just good people. And so I am going to leave this, regardless of what happens tomorrow, I'm going to leave this with friends. But I certainly didn't expect this to be a pleasant experience. But my hope was, like yours, and I admire what you do so much, my hope was to clear the path and figure out a way for good people to run without it destroying their lives. And I'm a little weary and disenchanted at this point and feeling like, man, I don't know if I'm going to be able to accomplish what I wanted to. But my goal was to clear the path so good people could step up that didn't need a job, just loved their community, wanted to serve, step up and run, do their, you know, service, mentor other people in, you know, during the process, grow future leaders, and then step out of the light, let those future leaders step into the light, lead, and then do the same. That's always been my goal.
Mm-hmm. No, and yeah, most of those guys want to move in. That's the biggest problem. So do you have a sense, and I know you don't really know how you're doing until, you know, the day after, really, but do you have a sense at all about where you're at, how people are receiving you? Are you making phone calls, that kind of thing?
So we have had, and I'll share this now, but it's pretty much too late to do anything about it to my opponents, but I've been very quiet. We have had a team, over a dozen, I'll say that, volunteers walking, almost close to 2,000, walking, not around the clock, but from dawn to dusk, over the last week, through the weekend, including right now. God bless them, they knew that I was going to do this interview, so I'm not out in the heat with them, but nonstop, plus phone banking. And so here's where we're at, and it's very interesting, and it may be true for the rest of the state. But primarily Republicans are disenchanted and not voting. The Democrats are very engaged and are voting. And ironically, the 85% of the people that vote by mail that have said that they're voting for me are Democrats. And again, I attribute that to, well, I think being a woman, seeing the attacks from both, there's all three men and then
sure.
myself.
Yeah.
So, you know, and my message is very clear. I'm running because I want to bring the business acumen to City Hall and make Fresno business running.
So,
but anyway,
we're running
out of time. People are undecided.
Well, we're running out of time. You know, I'm not trying to cut you. What I want you to tell people is, how do they find you? How do they give you some help? How do they give you some money? Because it doesn't matter. Look at people. It doesn't matter where the money comes from because it all spends the same. But, you know, you need money to run these campaigns. Last minute pushes, all this fun stuff. Tell them how they can donate now and help you out. Find out more information about you as well.
So I appreciate that. I have been, there's been a mass exodus from my campaign because I said it's very conservative here and these types of things are scary for them. So my website is Holly4District6.com. I'm also on Facebook, and again, it's Fresno, but, you know, like you said, any bit of support, heck, you know, $1, $5,
sure.
even a month of good wishes.
Yep.
The bottom line is this isn't about winning an election. It's about changing the way this machine operates so that good people can run. And the truth must be told, and I just commend you so profoundly for the work that you're doing, and I'm so thankful for you having me on the show.
Holly, good luck to you for real, and I'll check back with you in a few days. I'm Joe Bassini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Got a lot coming up in the next hour. Sharon Engel's going to join us. You really don't want to miss that. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be right back.